The desert air was crisp and clear. The sun had been up for scarcely more than an hour. A rider dressed in the dusty clothes of a cow puncher, faded blues and browns, and a big wide-brimmed gray hat, was making his way across the open mesa. The man and his horse were alert to the task, navigating outcrops of rock, dodging clumps of manzanita and cactus, avoiding disaster at every turn.
This way, boy. Come on.
Hard riding came naturally to them both, and as long as the day remained cool, they enjoyed it. In another hour or so, when the heat of the sun became too great for most creatures to even crawl, they would have to slow up. Phantom Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Valley of the Sun, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Attaway! Ha!
Brett Lorraine was in a hurry. There was no doubt about that. He was 20 miles from any place at all and more than three times that far from home.
Easy. Easy, big fella.
In his saddlebag was $10,000, every cent that Martin Malone had to show for 2 years of hard work. His work, much of it, and he couldn't wait to deliver it.
Come on.
Marta Malone. Her name was almost as pretty as she was, he reflected. Her red hair and her flashing blue eyes sparkled in his memory. Marta had become owner of the Double M Ranch in the midst of a terrible dry spell. She had kept Lorraine on as a hand, though her stock was dwindling, and he stuck with her even when the money ran out.